Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaggetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the fifth Sunday in Lent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
And imagine the scene. They pulled and dragged her. They shoved and pushed her. Hear the insults. Adulterer, harlot, whore. Words laced with venom. Do they see her tears and terror? Her shaking and sobbing? Standing before Jesus? What could she expect but more judgment? She was the center of the circle, but she was invisible to everyone save one. Can you picture her accusers? How polite with Jesus, but abrupt with her. Personal self-doubt and sin fade at the thought that they defended God and His law and were agents of His justice. Self-righteousness is blinding, and religious indignation is overpowering. She was guilty, no doubt about that. Caught in the very act. How does one commit adultery by oneself? Where was the man? The penalty is his too. But she was disposable. She was at the center of the circle, but she was invisible to everyone save one. Roman law denied Jewish authorities the use of capital punishment. But did that ever stop a mob or lynching? It didn't protect Stephen, the first martyr, from being stoned. Now, if Jesus decides for stoning, he can be charged with incitement against Roman law and authority. But if Jesus decides for the woman, he makes himself an enemy of God's law. Either way, the Pharisees win and Jesus loses. Nice trap. And the woman, well, who cares? Save one. Jesus' silence surprises them. His writing in the dirt goads them. They ask again. Jesus breaks the silence. Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. His directness jolts them. Who is without sin? He bends down and writes, leaving them space and time to look into themselves. And he awakens a very painful self-awareness. We are all broken. What lessons shall we draw? St. Augustine said, Thus the Lord does judge, but he judges sin, not the person. Of course, we morph that idea and actually change it if you think about it. We say, love the sinner, but hate the sin. And then we betray it by trashing both sin and sinner. Too often we still really don't see the person in front of us, just as the Pharisees really don't see that woman. We all do it. We can easily demonize and take up verbal stones against those who hurt us, disappoint us, or differ from us. More and more people are not asking, is Christianity true? They're asking, is it relevant? Does it make a difference? Even when our church comes up short, it's still making actual differences of care. It remains that nagging voice that God sees every person with most incredible love. It reminds us that we belong to each other. We told we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. And if we don't, it's because we really don't see them as part of ourselves. As part of ourselves. I'm convinced God sees sinful humanity not with anger, but with tears. He weeps in the garden still for us. Why are you hurting yourself? Jesus has no desire to judge because judgment doesn't go far enough. Judging might make you feel good for a moment, but when it becomes a habit of heart, it destroys your heart for a lifetime. Judgment doesn't convert hearts, it doesn't heal lives. St. Augustine said that when the woman was left alone with Jesus, two remained, misery and mercy. It's not God's judgment that condemns us, but simply not saying yes to the mercy. And Jesus' mercy confronted the woman's misery, and she saw love, perhaps for the first time in her life. God always has you at the center of his heart. And if our hearts rightly judge us, Jesus still says to us, neither do I condemn you. Go sin no more. You know, love and mercy are demanding gifts. They challenge us to become love and mercy ourselves. They're not easy. You know, Lent is a joyful season, should be, because Jesus' love is greater than our failures. And that's where we should delight. Accept his forgiveness and mercy and live them for others. You only keep God's gifts when you share them. What will you give others? Judgment or gentleness? In an age of rage, we want justice from the church, from the state, from business, from media, from society, from politicians. But do we want restorative justice? A justice that lifts up and heals? Or do we want a hanging? Where are the provisions for healing and restoration? Justice without mercy soon becomes most violent vengeance. When Pope Francis was a parish priest, he met a woman with young children who was abandoned by her husband. Jobless, she prostituted herself simply to feed her children. She'd go to the parish and get food and other material goods. One Christmas season, the mother asked to see Father Jorge Bergoglio, Pope Francis then. He thought she was coming to thank him for the package of food the parish had sent her. Did you receive it? Oh, yes, yes, thank you for that, too. But I came here today to thank you because you never stopped calling me Senora. He never stopped calling her with respect. For Jorge Bergoglio's respect sent her on the path for a new future. What will you give others? Judgment or mercy?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.